of the Mishkan, so Yuval Bishul, but Eifeg didn't exist in the construction of the Mishkan. Eifeg existed in the Kabbonis in the Mishkan. So how can we say, and according to this Jotin, the first chapter of the Gemara mentions that the first chapter and the second chapter of the Gemara mentions. So we have to assume that Nitiya and Mevashi are not obvious, are obvious. Nitiya is the tongue of Zerayah, Mevashi is the tongue of Eifeg. But it's not Mashma that way. It's Mashma that Nitiya is enough. And Mevashi is enough. On the contrary, Mevashi is more of enough than Eifeg. And the reason is why the Mishnah mentions Eifeg, not Mevashi, because Sidure the past knock it. The Gemara says Sidure the past knock it. So he rejects these two pshat. So what's the marshals? What's the marams pshat? So now there are two yosoids. And one yosoid is the way it appears in our text. The niteyam vashu and tzorach asreisim shemav, we need some shmatulot echayet. The other yosoid is leg niteyam vashu and tzorach asreisim shemav, we need chotov de mishmitey echayet. So he accepts the yosoid, oid, the niteyam vashu and tzorach asreisim shemav, But he makes one correction. In other words, he strikes out one word, the veil. He strikes out veil. So how do we read it? We read it as follows. There are two tomuts in places. So the second tendency, the Nishonimah says there is in Tarits, Hardal Mishni Kolweav, Vitzorik Lahaspil, Atelod the Bishmo. In other words, that in Ochanamed, this is Gemara's Tarits. And that one has to be to spell out the name of the Av to the one who is doing the Telode on Shabbos. And if he doesn't spell out the name of the Av, just the Telode, it's not a good Asroye. Then, a riot. That this is so, that the name of God has to be spelled out in the soye. The Niteyam Vashu, Eim Tzorich Lasreisei, Eim Tzorich Lasreisei Nishamah, Vim Yisro, Telodo Nishom Nitoye, The Niteyam Vashu, Eim Tzorich Lasreisei Nishamah, Vim Yisro, Telode Nishom Niteya Yisraye. Now let's see inside the Russian of the Marat. At the end. Avraham is a holy Israel, the Akel, who tirzeh, but the real coin, Shaman, Shazel, Mashem Tarets, how the Avil Mishmich Shive, the Chim Momotosi, it is the shame, Xuvim al Klav, showing the cost of shopping the Athens is very. ואם כן, הכל תרוצה חול, ופיר שעתי שסכח, שכוח ומיומנה, שתראי שזהו שביטר את הגמורת. הר דאבי מישכי חשיבה, וצורך לעס וסתום ובשמו, רוצה לא אימא, כל המלוכה של יום מישכי, אבל גם ניתון לו במיין, פובס, בפיר כל גודו, אך מלוכה צורך לעס וסתום ובשמו, כי דאש תיכון דליטיה, וזריה, So, Niteya Mubashel. Niteya Mubashel. In Tzorich Lasrei Seim Shema. Now, so what it means that Niteya Mubashel, he doesn't have to be Masrei on the score of any other than Niteya Mubashel. In other words, the Roshim is not smooth. But that's how he explains the thesis. The Niteya Mubashel, in Tzorich Lasrei Seim Mishma, if somebody is Niteya Mubashel, so the Masre does not have to mention any other Miloche, other than the Niteya Mubashel itself. So in other words, in Tzorich Lasrei Seim Mishma Vache, any other. But what does he have to mention? In the case of Niteya Mevashel, he only has to mention, don't be a Niteya, because Niteya itself is an Av. Niteya itself is the same Av, is as much of an Av as a Reya. So why should he, if somebody is a Niteya, So why should he mention the Asroye? Don't be a Zereya. Niteya and Zereya is the same art. As a matter of fact, the Rambam has two names. He has the Rode, he has three names. He has Av, he has Mein Av, and he has the Rode. And he has the Rode. So if somebody is a Zereya, it's an Av. If somebody is a Niteya, it's Mein Av. It's very enough. And if somebody, let's say, he plucks out bad twigs that interfere with the proper growth of the plant, and by plucking out the detrimental and poisonous twigs, so he thereby promotes and improves the growth. So Mamela, that's it all there. Of Niteya, or he told the Obzereya. So in other words, so the Rambam has Av, and he has Mein Av, and he has Tevod. Now, Av means Har Dehavu Mishkan. But sometimes a certain act did not exist in the Mishkan in that exact form, but it existed in the Mishkan in a completely similar form. Dimin Gom. So that's called Mein Av. Now, Zereya is down. Why is Zereya down? Because that existed in the Mishkan. Niteya did not exist in that identical form, in that exact form of Niteya. It did not exist in the Mishkan. But it existed in the Mishkan in the form of Zereya. Isn't there a Dinyan Gomor, a complete analogy between Zereya and Niteya? I mean, what do you do when you saw? So you put seeds into the ground, and what do you do when you plant? You also put something in the ground, so it's not seed, so it's something else, so it's a dimyan gom. So in other words, an av is called that which existed in that exact form in the Mishkan, Zereya. So that it existed in the Mishkan, it was known in the Mishkan in that exact form. In that exact form, they had to plant certain samoni. So in order to plant it, they put seeds in the ground. Niteya was not used in the Mishkan, that form of Niteya. But it existed in the form of Zriyeh. And between Zriyeh and Niteya, there is a Dinyan Gomor. So the Magnishna explains it. If a certain Melochet is completely similar to that meloche, to that act that was known in the Mishkan, completely similar, not dinyin tzas, but dinyin gomo, then it's not a terod, and then it's meina. But, let's say, pruning, zeimeya, in other words, blocking out detrimental, poisonous twigs that interfere with the growth, and as a result of blocking it out, so you thereby promote the growth, so that bears a substantial resemblance to Zereya and to Niteya. Because what do you do? What do you accomplish when you put seeds or you put a branch in the ground? You cause growth. You promote growth. And when you block out detrimental poisonous weeds, so you also promote growth. So it bears a substantial, it didn't mean tzas, a substantial resemblance to that act, to that melochet that existed in the Mishkan, but it doesn't bear an identical resemblance, a complete resemblance, only a substantial resemblance, not a dinyan gomor, but a dinyan tzas. Then it is a telot. Then it is a telot. So Teisa says, the Maram is here, he strikes our way, and he says, that in the Chaname, you always have to spell out the Av in the Asroye, but, and Araye, so that the Niteya Mubashal in Tzor Klas Reisim Shema. What do you mean? Niteya, you don't have to be Masrim on the score of Zereya. So in other words, you can be Masrim on the score of Niteya. Why? Because Niteya itself is Mein Av. Niteya itself is Mein Av. Furthermore, Vim Hisro told him she Niteya, so he's also Chayav. Suppose somebody is Mavrich, and Malki, Now, Mavrich and Malki bears a resemblance to Niteya, but Mavrich and Malki does not bear a resemblance to Zereya. So Mele, if somebody is Mavrich, or he's Malki, so then the Eidin have to mention the Asroye. Do not be Mavrich, because Mavrich is the Torah order of Niteya. So what we see, in other words, and they cannot say to the Mavrich, do not be Mavrich, because you are higher missing for being a Mavrich. Then you won't be Asroye or not be with Asroye. They have to say, do not be Mavrich, because Mavrich bears a resemblance to Niteya. So we see that whenever someone does it Elode, so he has to, the Eidim have to spell out the name of the Av of that Elode. And because of that, if somebody is Mavrich or Malkim, so the Eidim have to tell him, don't be Mavrich, because Mavrich is the Elode of Niteya. And if somebody is a Niteya, they don't have to say, don't be Mavrich, because there is a meloche, and don't be Niteya, because there is a meloche, because Yachayev Skile and Zereya. No, they tell him, don't be Niteya, because Yachayev Nise and Niteya. Why? Because Niteya itself is Meina. So this is what he says. Ve'edish Leima, Vizeu Shemitaris. How the Havimish can call the Avi Tzorech Vazat Elo Vishmo? De Niteya, Mubashu, in Tzorech Vazreis in Shema. What does it mean, Mishma? Mishum Zereya. V'mischo tove, tove, what does it mean tove? Mavrich o'malki, mishum niteya, chayo. Why? Because niteya is the av of Mavrich o'malki. And so niteya is at the same level, mamish, as a reya, because it's main av. It bears a complete resemblance to the reya. So we see that in every case of Itilode, so the Eidim have to spell out the name of that. The Niteya Mevashel, in Tzorech Vasreisei Mishma. That means Mishim Zereya. But Tzorech Vasreisei Mishim Niteya, because Niteya is Meinav of Zereya. V'imhisro Niteya Mishim Itilode, v'imhisro Tode Mishim Niteya, Chayev. If he was master the Mavrich and the Malki, and the underscore of Niteya is higher, because Niteya is an Av, Niteya is not the Lord. This is the Mavrich. This is the Maram. Now, there is the Tiferet Shmuel. So he says, the Tiferet Shmuel says that we can accept both Gersoids. The Gil said, we have in our text, Veid, Niteya Mubashir, in Tzorech Vasreis in Shema, Vin Hisro Mishmat Elode Chayev, that's the Gil said, we have, and we can accept the other Gil said. The other Gil said, the Niteya Mubashir in Tzorech Vasreis in Shema, Vin Hisro Tode Mishmiteya Elode Chayev. So, look in the Farash Shmuel. So he says, Vein Karshash, Sheshtei Agersoi is Nechei. We can accept both guesses. And both guesses we can explain in the same way. Both guesses. Voi Kapir Shatis is an Aldo Hefaguchi. Shebo Itar is Tere Shlishi. Da Afir Uhim Tintalayma. Not as the Marsho. You see. In other words, so the Pshat by the Tiferet Shmuel is not like any of the Pshatim that the Maram mentions and rejects, and it's not like the Pshat of the Maram's own Pshat, it's not like Maram's own Pshat, but we can accept both Gersoids, and it doesn't modify, you see. It doesn't modify the first Teres and Teisves, nor does it modify the second Teres and Teisves, as the Maram says, but it's a third Teres. It's a third Teres. So in other words, according to the Tiferet Shmuel, there are three Terutim cases. The first Teres is that the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't give the Teres, that the Nav is that has to be spelled out in the Asroya for the Tode. So So the more interest, because there is no such halacha, you don't have to be master the tevode and the sfoda. Then there is a second teretz that you do have to be master the tevode and the sfoda. And this is, why doesn't the Gemara say it? That's what the Gemara means. Then there is the third teretz. What's the third teretz? Shebo mitaris tevoshlish. The appeal in the Zoyma. He chose the hasas. Hatilod in the ויהיו אז רבים משום עצמי, לא נחייב, עד אם הוכב, לא נחייב, נעימה, משום הוכב כל יד, אם כן, תהיה המובה של לב אורס, למצוא את פעס לבו, משום אבא אחר. ומי שואת אלודו, דידי משמיתי הישראל, רוצה לימה, ומתי הבישבס חייב דאבי כמזריה, שמעכשיו באובס מלוכס, ומבשל בשבס חייב דאבי כמנעיפה, שמעכשיו באובס מלוכס, ובנתי המבשל אין צורך לעשרי סייף, משום הבידול, ביד הרב, אם היס אותו בסניתיה, בשניתיה, נם החייב, זה כל מידד הגרס, וכן במבשל, ואם כן, אם נעימה בכשיב זהב, הווה משום שצורך להסכס הטוב מדי משום האב, לא מלחושב למתי על מבשל בפני כל בוד ובאובס מלוכס, אלא ודאי, לא אם משום זה חושב על. Now let's go back to the ראש הקייסס. And that shot we can say in both your sense. Now let's first understand that that third teretz in case is according to the clear sevriye, behaving in the tei amivash, in other words, the first teretz was there is no such requirement that the Evi have to spell out the name of the Av in that song. The second teretz is there is such Av. And this is what, so why doesn't the Gemara say, the hach, the tzorech lahaskir, the asroya hadach, the hach, the roya habit, the ein yochim, the ein, so the ein maskir, the asroya habit, that's what the Gemara means. That's the second teretz. Then the third teretz is similar to the second teretz in regard to the point that the research halacha that whenever someone is masre, a person who does it the mode, so he has to be masre, the one who does the mode and the score of the av, but that's not what the Gemara says. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara couldn't say that the av by definition is that on the score of which the Telode has to be Muslim. The Gemara couldn't say, because we find certain Telodes, where you don't have to be Masre, the Telode on the score of Izan. What kind of Telodes do we find? So, for example, Niteya or Mevash. So Niteya is a Telode. Niteya is a Telode of Zereya. Mevasher is a Telode. Mevasher is a Telode of Enfe. So your kash is. So, and there is, but, and Alohi is that if somebody is in Niteya, so if they didn't tell him, don't be Niteya, because there is a chiyuv misef on Niteya, so it's a good asrocha. If somebody, let's say, will pluck out twigs, it's a total of Zereya. And, or let's say somebody will pour water over grass. Mashkes asrocha, according to most Rishayim. So it's a total of Zereya. So, in such a case, if the Eidim will tell the person who pours water over Zroi, don't pour water over Zroi, because there is a few who say that Zroi is not even a Zroi. Why? Because there is a requirement, there is a halacha, that when one is master, a person who does it a lot, so he has to spell out the name of them. But there are certain Talmudim where you don't have to mention out the time. If you are master, a person who waters Roi, then you have to mention, that, the Zreya. But if somebody is Niteya, you don't have to mention. You don't have to mention Yao. You can just mention Mitek. So it's a right. So in Melee, we couldn't, the Gemara couldn't be the parents. Hach, itzorich lehaskia ba'asriose yabehav. Hach, de'ini maskia ba'asriose. So I have it alone. Because if the Gemara gave the parents, so then it would follow that if somebody is masri in Itea, so he has to spell out Zreya. And he doesn't have to spell out Zreya. So that's why the Gemara gives a different text. How do we have a Mishkin Chshive? How do we have a Mishkin Chshive? But then the question arises. Monefshech. If we say, so according to the Tfer Shmuel, it's Pshat, and you'll see that the thesis of Rosh Hashanah Kvetzes. That's why I mentioned the Tfer Shmuel's Pshat. Because if it had to be mentioned in Shmuel Kvetzes, I would say it's not even Pshat. But we see that the thesis of Rosh says that what the Tfer Shmuel says in thesis, the thesis of Rosh in Shmuel Kvetzes says it. Says it in his own name, I mean, in Tesis Rosh, not in the name of Tesis. So maybe it's very mistaken that this is what Tesis meant. If the Tesis Rosh can say it, why couldn't Tesis mean that? After all, many times the Tesis Rosh says the same thing that Tesis says. Most of the time, the Tesis Rosh says the same thing that our Tesis says. So the question arises, how can we explain this thing? Monevshech, if Tesis in the third tense, and the Tesis of Rosh says the same thing, they agree with the Shite of Tesis in the second Rosh, that Enochaname, whenever someone is master, a Telode, a person who does a Telode, so he has to spell out in the Asroye the name of the Av, Mimele it follows, that if a person will water Zroy, so then the Eidi, they have to tell him, don't water Zroi. There is a chiyuv mise for being Mashke Zroi. Because Mashke Zroi is a Telode of Zreya. But if somebody will be Niteya on Shabbos, and Niteya is a Telode of Zreya, so they can say to him, don't be Niteya. There is a chiyuv mise. They don't have to say, don't be Niteya, because Niteya is a Telode of Zreya, and there is a chiyuv mise for Zreya. They don't have to say. Why is the Asroye directed to address to the Niteya different than the Asroye that is addressed to Mashke Zroi? Now both Mashke Zroi is a Tolde of Zreya and Niteya is a Tolde of Zreya. So if somebody is Masre, a Mashke Zroi, he has to spell out the Zreya. If somebody is Masre, a Niteya, which is also a Tolde of Zreya, he doesn't have to mention Zreya. Why? Now, so that can be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Rach that we mentioned already. The Rach Shita in Shabbos is that not only is there such a thing as Tolde, there is such a thing as Tolde the Tolde. There is a Tolde, that's the first derivative. And there is a Tolde the Tolde, that's a second derivative. A second derivative. In other words, why do we have to resort to a Tolde or a Tolde? Because sometimes a certain act bears a resemblance to that Meloche that existed in the Mishnah. And then there is another act that bears a resemblance to the Tolde of the Meloche that existed in the Mishnah. But it does not bear a resemblance to the Meloche that existed in the Mishnah. That existed in the Mishnah. So Memele, there is a halacha of Tolde v'Tolde. So in other words, there is a halacha of Tolde. What does Tolde mean? In other words, in order to be considered a halacha deraisa, so it must be that kind of an act of labor that was known gemishishta in connection with the construction of the mishkan. But suppose one does a type of labor that did not exist in the mishkan, but it bears a substantial resemblance to that labor that existed in the Mishnah, it's also Meloche, even though it didn't exist in the Mishnah. Suppose there is a type of labor that bears a substantial resemblance to a kind of labor that bears a resemblance to the kind of labor that existed in the Mishnah. So if there hadn't been a Meloche, or he told me, of his second derivative, so then the second derivative wouldn't acquire Hashem Eloche. It can only acquire Hashem Eloche if it bears a resemblance to the labor, to the act that existed in the Mishnah. But if it bears a resemblance to an act that bears a resemblance to an act that existed in the Mishnah, that is not constituted eternal life. But there is a loche of the second ability of the told it to order. So the Rach Dafayim Gimel, he says there is a told it to order. So the Rach says, Hazinea is Chayav Mishimeteya, and Hamabrich Ve'amarkif is Hamiteya Chayav is Tovel Israel. The Fangim, the Rach says, that Miteya is the Tovel of Zereya, Mabrich Umarkif is the Tovel of Miteya, Ve'yeish Tovel with the Lord. In other words, because Mabrich Umarki bears a substantial resemblance to Niteya. Niteya bears a substantial resemblance to Zereya. So Mimele, Mabrich Umarki also becomes a Meloche. And there's a Chiyuvise, there's a Chiyuvchatos. Because on the basis of a Haloche of Tolde Nitolde, what does Tolde mean? Tolde means Deime. And Tolde Nitolde means Deime with Deime. Even though, if it's Deime with Deime, means that there is a diminution in the resemblance. Because there is no direct resemblance. It's an indirect resemblance. It bears a resemblance to Niteya, and Niteya bears a resemblance to Zereya. So in Mela there is Aloche of Tolle Nitolle. That's the Rashid. I don't know whether any other Rishi who agrees with the Shita Rash. But there is Aloche of Tolle Nitolle. Apparently, that pshat of the first nation, which is the Shita of the Tesis of Rosh Hashanah, as you'll soon see. So, Mimele is based upon the Rach's concept of Tolde Nitolde. So Mimele will, and the Tesis of Rosh says that there is a Chiyu. He says in one Rosh that there is a Chiyu to, there is a requirement of spelling out that in the Asroi for the Tolde, but even so, if somebody is in Teya, so you don't have to spell out Zereya. If somebody is Mashkez Roy, if somebody plucks out twigs, detrimental, poisonous twigs, is his aim here, then that's why you have to spell out Zereya. And if you don't spell out Zereya, if they didn't tell the person who is aim here, who plucks out the poisonous twigs, don't pull out poisonous twigs because you are Chayimise. He's not Chayimise, that's why he's not the Soy. They even have to tell the Zemeya, don't pluck out poisonous twigs because that's a Telode of Zereya and there is a Chayimise for Zereya. Then he's Chayimise. But if someone waters Roim, so he has to spell out the Da. But if somebody is Niteya, so he can just mention that soye, don't be Niteya, there is a Chiyuv Nisa for Niteya, without mentioning that Niteya is the Tolde of Zereya. Why is this different? The answer is, there are two kinds of Telodes. There is a Telode that does not have its own derivative. And there is a Telode that has its own derivative. So, Zeimeya does not have its own derivative. Zeimeya is a Telode of Zereya, and there it ends. It cannot be subdivided and have its own derivative. Mashenke Niteya has its own derivative also. On one hand, it's a derivative of Zereya. On the other hand, it has its own derivative. It's a father too. It's not only a child, it's a father, it's a parent. It has its own derivative. What is the derivative of Niteya? Mabrich Umarkif. Mabrich Umarkif. Mabrich Umarkif is the Telode. So in other words, when do we have to mention the Av in the Hasoye for the Tolde? Only if the Tolde is not an Av in itself, does not have its own Tolde, does not have its own derivative. But if the Tolde has its own derivative, it's also apparent, a source of Adam Lois. So then it has the same role as an Av, it has the same role as an Av, and Mimele, you don't have to mention in the Asoye for the Miteya the Av of the Rebbe, because it enjoys, to a certain extent, it enjoys the status of an Av. So, but in final analysis, there is a similarity between the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of the Rach. The Rambam has Av, and he has Mein Av, and he has the Lord. What is Mein Av? Mein Av means that it bears a total resemblance, a full resemblance to that Pluche that existed in the Shita. What is the Lord? A substantial resemblance, not a full resemblance. So the Rambam calls it Meina. The Rabbi Hananel doesn't call it Meina. Av is that which existed in the Mishkan. That which did not exist in the Mishkan in that exact form is not an Av. But there are two kinds of derivatives. There is a derivative that bears a full resemblance to that Meloche that existed in the Mishkan. So, that kind of a derivative can have its own derivatives. Because, while it's a derivative, but it's a derivative of Zereya by virtue of the full resemblance that it bears to Zereya. So Meloche, since it's a derivative of Zereya by virtue of the full resemblance, so it can have its own reason, it can have its own derivative. But Mashke Zroim or Zemeir is a Telode of Zereya by virtue of a Tzaz Dimye, not Dimye Gomor. That's the expression coined by the Magnishi. In other words, a substantial resemblance, not a full resemblance, not a Dimye Gomor. So, that kind of a Telode that becomes a Meloche, that is constituted in Meloche by virtue of a substantial resemblance to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan, cannot have its own derivatives. So in other words, it's in final analysis, there is a similarity between the concept mentioned by the Rambam and the concept mentioned by the Rach, except that they use different terminology. The Rambam uses the terminology of Meinav, and he has three categories, Av, Meinav, and Terodeh. Av means that Meloche that existed in the Mishkan, in that exact form, and Meinav means something did not exist in the Mishkan, but it bears a full resemblance to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan. And then we have Terodeh, that it a type of labor that bears a substantial resemblance, Tzaz Dimyan, to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan. So the Rach is the same concept in final analysis. But whereas the Rambam calls that type of labor that bears a full resemblance to the labor that existed in Mishkan Meinav, the Rabbi Hananel calls it Olode. So in other words, so this Aloche that you have to spell out the name of the Av in the Hasroy of the Tolode applies only to a Tolode that is in Meloche by virtue of Iktsaz Dimyan to the Meloche that exists in the Mishkan. But it doesn't apply to a Meloche that is constituted in the Meloche by virtue of a Dimyan Gom, of a full resemblance. So Mimele, so that's what Teisa says in the third Teretz. This is the Teferesh Shmuel Tzushav, and that we'll soon see that this Rosh says. That we keep Gemara couldn't give the Teretz. Hach, the Mas, the Tzorich, Lahaskir, Vasroye, Haveav, ואחרי, הנה מסקיה ועשרוי, והנה צורך להסקיה ועשרוי, הבטלודה, because it's not like that. ניטייה is הטלודה. Why is ניטייה הטלודה? Because ניטייה was not in the mission. מבשל is הטלודה. Why is מבשל? Why is מבשל? מבשל הטלודה? So, and you ask, it was the mission. So we have to say, it was not, even though it was the Mishkin, but it wasn't Chshib. Mivasho wasn't Chshib. Eifei was Chshib. So in other words, that can accord with the Roshin in the next stages. That in order to be considered an Av, so that depends upon Chshib. So Mivasho is not Chshib. Eifei is Chshib. Why is Mivasho not Chshive and Eifei is not Chshive? Well, so, because Mivasho, even though it existed in the construction of the Mishkin, but in the Mishkin it did not enjoy such Chshives. Masheinki Eifei, that was used in the Kobones, Lachamaponim. So that enjoyed Chshives in the Mishkin. And as I said before, I mean, not last year, but before last year, when we discussed the Gemara about the Havu Mishkin Chshive, that Chshive doesn't mean Chshive in popular in convention. I mean, so today, according to American convention, so playing golf is a very Chshive act. So that wouldn't be constituted to Meloche just because today it is Chshive. So the Maram says it means. Something that is choshev in the Zmana Mishkin. What does it mean, the Zmana Mishkin? The Zmana Mishkin, you had Egyptians, you had all kinds of peoples, and certain acts were very choshev among them. So it means, in the Zmana Mishkin, in the Midbar, but not dafke in connection with the construction of the Mishkin, but in connection with the Avedas HaKabbalas in the Mishkin. So Eifei was choshev in the Mishkin. No, it didn't exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkin, but it was a very choshev act, in fact, in Lech Naponi, in the Midbar. So Mivashe, while it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkin, but it wasn't such a choshev act, Mivashe. Not relative, on a relative scale. So if it was much more choshev, because the Meloche, the labor of Eifei was used in the course of the Avedas HaMishkin in Lech Naponi, in the Avias of Lech Naponi. So the third tenet says that in Lech Naponi there is such a requirement that when one is Masre Itelode, so he has to mention the Asroye, the Av of that Itelode. But the Gemara couldn't say, "Ach, b'tzorich lehaskir be'asroya ve'av," because it's not so. They are certain. They are they are certain meloches that are tolodes, and still he doesn't have to mention it's av in that way. For example, mating. Niteya is a telode. Telode of Zereya. Telode of Zereya. So, why? But Mivasheil is a telode. Mivasheil is a telode of Eve. Still, if somebody is a Niteya, somebody is a Mivasheil, so that in that story he doesn't have to be mentioned Eve. In that story he doesn't have to be mentioned Zereya. Why not? But there is a loche that every telode, so in the asroya for the telode, you have to spell out itzav. The answer is, it's only if it is a telode by virtue of a substantial resemblance to the av. Masha'inkin, if it is a telode by virtue of a full resemblance to the av, and because of that, it can have its own derivative, its own telode, so then it enjoys the same chshives is the av itself. Because, so the mele, you can just mention the asroye, this telode, because this telode is a more insignificant telode. It's a telode by virtue of the full resemblance. It bears to the melacha that existed in Mishnah. Some melech. When do you have to mention the av in the asoye if it becomes a melacha by virtue of a tzadim, of a substantial resemblance, mashkezoy or zeme? So then, so the asoye is not a complete asoye unless you mention the av of zeme, the av of mashkezoy. Namely, Zeraya, Mashein Kein. If you have to be master, someone who is in Iteya, someone who is in Vashel, so true Niteya is it only of Zeraya. But is it only of Zeraya by virtue of the Dimyin Gobo that it bears to Zeraya? Mivashel is it only of Eifei? By virtue of a Dimyin Gobo it bears to Eifei. So where it is it Elode that bears a Dimyin Gobo to the melacha that existed in the Mishkan. So then you don't have to spell out down. You don't have to spell out down. But memela it means that there are certain telodes where you don't have to mention down. So memela you could not say that hach the tzorich lahaski of the Mishkan avav vehach the tzorich lahaski melacha acheres have telodes because Niteya and Mivashel, so he doesn't have to be maskia Zereya. He doesn't have to be maskia Eife. And when he saw Mishumatero, the Chayev. In other words, it depends on the cloud. So the first Shmuel's Pshat can be applied according to our verse and according to the other verse. In other words, if he is master the Neteya, Mishum de Telode, on the score of Neteya, if he is master the Mevashe, on the score of the Telode, on the score of the Mevashe, he is also Chayev. So, if Bat Yoch the Choshen Pshay Kol Gobo, so that's a Chayev, it's not enough. Now, in other words, why does he say this? Because maybe we should say, like the Rambam, the Tenechaname, that it is enough. So he says, no, it's not enough. Niteya is not enough. Niteya is a telode. But it's a more significant telode. It's a telode that is constituted by virtue of the Dimyin Gomo that it bears to Zeraya. Mivashe is a telode of Eife by virtue of the full resemblance, the Dimyin Gomo it bears to Eife. Right. Now, this is Vashemel. Now let's see. The first column, the first paragraph in the first column, before the paragraph that starts with Elishim Tesis Shamas. For the first line, Viram Hish, that's the Maram Adovina, Tesis Kash, Leimed El Hochi Kor Le'av, Vimisro Mitolod Mishmar, Mechoy, Vimisro Ba'av Mishmitolod Mifta, Vitiras Vipshite Mishmocha Vikor Le'av, Vikuri, Vitolod Echmira Tvei, Vilasra Vimishmidom Mechayev, Vimishmar Namim. So far, the Rosh is saying, like the first Teretz and Pesach, that there is no requirement that to spell out the Av in the Telode, that if he doesn't spell out the Av in the Asoy, he just spells out the Telode in the Asoy, it's higher. But even if he spells out just the Av, not the Telode, it's also higher. But he doesn't have to spell out after that. That's not your first time. Va'apiyu in Tzoyma, then he says, Va'apiyu in Tzoyma, Vitzoyich lahaschiz b'telodim mishma'al, and we are mentioning the telodim itself is not enough. If somebody, let's say, plucks out twigs, detrimental twigs, so the